Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a little intermission now. This is too good a show to go straight through. Besides, we have to give the Jews a chance to go into the lobby and discuss the show. See, Gentiles come to watch a show. Jews come to hear their own opinion. That's more important to them. They're dying to go to the lobby. Here's a yenta going away. God bless you. So I had the decency to say goodnight. Find out, it must be a German that nuts it. Are you Jewish, miss, before you go? Hello? Would you like to convert? I shouldn't bother. She's probably going to the ladies' room. What do you think? You're not busy. Could you find out what you mean? I won't miss you the way you're laughing. I got you follow her. I had one good laugh in the front as she left. These son of a bitches ever stayed. These vicious bastards stayed and she left. I got no luck at all. I was going to tell you that they're just going to go wait to go into the lobby to discuss the show. I didn't know they would leave that fast. She couldn't wait to take a hint. Thank God he said it. I'm getting out of here. I got to find that woman. She's got good taste. She don't waste she don't waste no time with shows she don't like. It'd be funny if it's my mother. Nobody knows about it. What was I talking about? Oh, the Jews in the lobby. Do you think that's true, that every Jew can't wait to go to the lobby to discuss a show? It's the truth. Every time I see a Jew watching a show, they're quiet and quiet. They can't wait to get to each other. The whole show means nothing to them compared to running into the lobby. Yeah, he's not my type. I never liked him. For you, it's good enough. Maybe you don't know the difference. I know the difference. And the other Jew always says the same thing. So what? We're sitting already. We'll make the best of it. Sooner or later, you can bet your life that every Jew in this building is going to say the same thing. He's a little too Jewish for my taste. I wouldn't mind a little Jewish, but so Jewish, I don't know. I'm getting nauseous from all that Jewish. They don't say it so much now anymore because the New York Times said I'm a hit. Once the New York Times says you're a hit, the same people who think you're a schmuck from Brooklyn start to reevaluate. Now the same Jews say, you know something? He sounds continental. Well, let's be honest, it's hard to say something stinks if the papers say it's a hit. When a show becomes a unanimous raving hit, do you know anybody who has the guts to admit that they think it stinks? Nobody has the guts to admit it, even to themselves. They feel schmuck. Don't you feel stupid if you're the only one who thinks it stinks when everybody is raving about a show? Go into any show that everybody is raving about, and I'll bet you everybody who comes out there will say, I loved it, I loved it. Les Mis is a perfect example. Half of the people who see it really love it. The other half have no idea what the hell it's about. They see 3,000 Gentiles screaming for 4 hours. They don't know what the hell they're screaming about. But when they come out and you ask them, did you like the show? Like it? I loved it. I loved it. This is the greatest show I ever saw. What was it about? About. It's hard to explain. There were so many people coming and going. What was it about? I would say about about 3 hours. I would say 3 hours. You know, it's a better example than this, a ballet. A ballet is the best example of the status chasing in American society. Very few people really appreciate a ballet, let's be honest about it. But anybody who has no education, if he works in the garment center, forgot to go to high school, the greatest passport to culture is to claim you love a ballet. All of a sudden, you're cultured. You show me a total schmuck, I guarantee you, he loves a ballet. Even when they talk about the ballet, they feel like a ballerina. Oh, yes, we love the ballet. We never miss the ballet. Did you see the ballet? Oh, yes, we always go. We always go. We love the ballet. Oh, yes, my wife, do you like? Oh, yes, she loves the ballet. We always see all the ballet, the ballet. They're so full of shit. They all love the ballet. If so many people love the ballet, how come the whole ballet season is a week and a half every 9 years? Because the truth is that very few people really love a ballet. But if you take any New Yorker out of New York and if you give him a job in Arkansas, if he's stuck there because of the company for 3 years and you come to visit him, the first thing he'll tell you is that he misses New York. He can't live without New York. And you ask him why? There's no ballet. What kind of a life is it without a ballet? Ask him, do you ever go to the ballet? It's not that I go. At least I know I could go if I wanted to. At least I know it's there, it's there, it's here, it's there. You ever watch people watching a ballet? 3,000 people fluff. There's two people watching it, the other 3,000 people. They don't know what the hell this girl is toiling about. She's toiling and toiling for 3 hours. 3,000 people are getting nauseous. So yeah. When is she going to stop toiling already? She's toiling and toiling. What is this? Doesn't she know another step? I can't believe it. I can't. They can't figure it out. She throws herself at this guy. He don't want her. She throws herself at another guy. Nobody wants her. What is it? Can't she take a hint? I'm getting so nauseous. And they can't figure out why she's always on her toes. She's always on her toes. What is it? Can't they find a taller girl? I can't believe it. And they can't even find a suit that fits. Every suit is so tight. Why is it so tight? I came to watch entertainment. I didn't came to find out his religion. It's none of my... You understand this? I hope it doesn't sound presumptuous. It sounds like I'm judging your right to judge a show. That sounds arrogant. I'm not judging your right to judge a show. Naturally, if you come to see a show, you're going to judge it. I shouldn't be picking on the Jews anyway, because most of the Jews won't even be discussing the show in the lobby. I was kidding about the Jews. They won't discuss the show. The Gentiles will be discussing the show. Jews have other things on their minds, a lot more important than this show. You know what every Jew is going to be talking about in the lobby? How old do you think he is? That's not the main question. This is the main question for the Jewish people. Every Jew is going to ask this question as soon as they reach the lobby. How much do you think he gets for a show like this? He must be making a fortune. What's his overhead? There's no overhead. There's no overhead. Man puts on a suit and makes a living. Son of a bitch. I can't believe it. And look how he works alone. He don't even take in a partner. It takes a schmuck like you to take in a partner. You don't need a partner. You can make a fortune without a partner. Son of a bitch. Then every Jew will become my accountant. How many seats would you say there are? Then they'll all say the same thing. Let's take a low figure. We'll take a low figure. Every Jew is thinking of business. Even when a Jew goes into a restaurant, you'll notice if it's packed, he can't even eat. Gentiles are eating like anything. It's packed. Oh, my God. But a Jew sees a packed restaurant, can't eat at all. He's so busy thinking about how much money they're making. They're so busy counting. This is not even the lunch hour. Look what they're taking in here, my God. And a restaurant is packed, the Jew, it's not even a restaurant. Every Jew says the same thing. This is a gold. You know what really gets the bed? This is what gets the bed. This is a cash business. That joke is only for the Jews. The Gentiles will be walking around. What's a cash business? What the hell? What the hell is a cash business? You can tell how true all this is. You know how you can tell how true all this is? The best example is when Douglas fought Holyfield. Remember when Douglas was heavyweight champ after he knocked out Tyson? He was heavyweight champ for about an hour and a half, about 6 months ago. And everybody knew throughout the country that Douglas was getting $24 million for that fight. That's an astronomical figure, and everybody was talking about $24 million. I happened to be watching that fight in an Italian restaurant, and when Douglas got knocked out, all the Italians were discussing only one thing. The punch, was it a left cross, a right cross, an uppercut? What kind of a punch it was driving them crazy? And all the Jews were discussing only one thing too. 24 million? I would have loved to take a knockout for that kind of money. How long was he on the floor altogether? 10 seconds. You know how much that comes out a second? 7. Every Jew took out a pencil and paper. Let me see how much that comes out. The next day, every Jew was in the gym. Okay. By the way, all these are new jokes. I don't want you to tell me you heard these jokes before. You didn't hear these jokes before. It's the last time I'm warning you. A lot of people get jealous when somebody becomes a hit. They have to say, yeah, I heard these jokes before. I wouldn't insult you by telling you jokes you heard before. It takes a real schmuck to say that. Get out. Besides, the Jews would have me in court in a second. I'd be in every court in this country. Every court in this country, if I told one joke that a Jew heard before, because Jews get up like that every morning, who could I sue? By the way, I also want to thank you for having my tapes and such like. So, you know how many people bought my tapes? I'm really grateful. I'm amazed. and how many people bought, I shouldn't say bought, I mean have my, I don't know anybody who bought my tape. Anybody I meet says the same thing. Oh, I got your tape, I got your tape. I said, you pay for it? Why should I pay? I made a copy for my sister, a copy for my brother, a copy for my cousin, a copy. I found out there's two things nobody ever paid for, my tapes and Sweet and Low. Sweet and Low. I can't find anybody rich enough to pay for Sweet and Low. And these same people would never steal anything else. Steal something, you got to be the lowest schmuck in the world to steal something. Then they see Sweet and Low. All right, Sweet and Low. Follow anybody home, Sweet and Low is flying from the ceilings. It's all over the building. You got change of a quarter? No, you want Sweet and Low? See it if you will. How are you?